Welcome to your Monitor International's Fashion Fridays podcast series. I am Adriana Sandoval from the Communications Department here at Euromonitor. Today, I'm with Guilherme Machado, Senior Analyst for Fashion based in our São Paulo office, and we'll discuss why the fashion industry is highly heated for IPOs in Brazil. Hi, Guilherme.
Hi, Adriana. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So since 2014, we've seen weak economic growth in Brazil. And in 2019, the local financial market expected 2020 to be the year of a more robust recovery. Guilherme, can you tell us about the reasons why the Brazilian market is facing such a high number of IPOs in the fashion industry, even with the impacts of COVID-19?
Of course, the increasing number of IPOs planned for this year was directly connected to this positive outlook seen over the last years. Even with the unpredictable scenario of the pandemic, many processes of IPO resisted in all sectors, and fashion industry has been seeing a dynamic pace of new entries in the stock market.
Interesting. And can you run us through the main players of the industry already listed on an exchange and anticipate which ones of them are planning an IPO?
Sure. We have many strong fashion retailers already listed in movements that started many years ago, such as Alpargatas, Riachuelo, Grendene, Renner, Restock, Arezzo, Vulcabras, Inbrands, and Marisa. Together, these companies represent about 26% of the total revenues of apparel and footwear in Brazil. But since 2019, important new players joined: Centauro, Vivara, CNA, Grupo Soma, Track and Field, and Enjoei, which is a second-hand marketplace. Other retailers entirely or partially focused on apparel and footwear products have recently announced plans of adhering soon. It's the case of Pernambucanas, Avan, and Uniqlo.
Oh, it shows this is a high potential market, right? Which are the main direct advantages for the companies when going public?
Well, there are many advantages. IPOs can bring a more assertive strengthening of Brazilian companies, especially during this pandemic period when many important exporters are not achieving the markets overseas. Another important factor comes from the strong increase in the number of people investing in the stock market. Brazil is seeing record levels of new investors looking for more profitable options of investment. During the pandemic, from March to June, we saw almost 1 million new investors adhering, totaling 3 million individual investors.
This is exciting. And how is the industry reacting to the entrance of new competitors and new investors in the Brazilian stock exchange?
Well, so far, the results of fashion companies in Brazilian stock market have been among the worst performances, but this is due to the high impact of the pandemic over the industry. This is important to be understood in a longer term, since a recovery is expected once there's a control of COVID-19. So these fashion companies listed can take advantage of these new investors' closer connection to their core activities due to their perceptions about the brands at the point of sale. In the longer term, beyond the increasing amount of investments, these IPOs can also bring more transparency to fashion sector, which is still very fragmented and lacking public data monitoring sales, especially in comparison to other industries such as fast-moving consumer goods categories, for example.
I see. And besides that, I'd like to know, what about the other stakeholders in the supply chain? Are they going to be impacted as well?
Yes, they tend to be positively impacted by this movement. This happens because stronger business models develop better suppliers, and this protects the local supply chain in moments of economic crisis, for example. Currently, the informal outsourced workforce in textile production is resulting in a chaotic environment regarding the standardization of sizes. And the persistence of such a problem may negatively impact e-commerce development for the segment, which is a very strategic channel for the coming years. So this wave of IPOs can possibly support a fiercer competitive landscape where companies have the possibility of gaining more well-defined market positionings, which can result in more interesting offers to final consumers.
This is very interesting. And do you think this movement of IPO will have any side effects regarding the shift for a more market-oriented positioning?
Yes, we expect a stronger market consolidation to be led by the most powerful fashion groups that may result in a smaller space for artisanal, conceptual, and design-oriented players. More intense competition and stronger pressure over results may bring more aggressive price strategies and may force some companies to favor fast fashion over quality. On the other hand, the main fashion retailers will have more power to invest in research and look for market trends, even from the streets, and develop offers that make sense to final consumers. Frequent collaborations with new and famous designers can also help to maintain sophisticated fashion appeal to collections.
Well, Guilherme, I would like to thank you for your time today, and thank you to our listeners for tuning into this Fashion Friday podcast. Remember, you can find all of our podcasts, videos, and articles on our blog at blog.euromonitor.com.